Hello, everybody. This is Spiro Vagilakos again from Medicine IBC. And today I'm talking to Bailey Wee, our technical consultant. Bailey, one of the typical questions I get from our customers is, what is the MCF 2018? Is it mandatory? Is it a standard? And really, who signs off on the DAS? Can you help us out just to understand the answer to that?
Sure, Spiro, and nice to be back. So the MCF, it stands for the Mobile Carrier Forum. Essentially, it's a organization that's been formed or has been for a while now by the three carriers, and that is Telstra, Optus and Vodafone. And now with the TPG Vodafone merger, it's it'll be TPG/Vodafone. So the three carriers essentially get together and they've written this document called the MCF 2018 specification. And previous to that, it was the MCF 2014. So they've updated this. They update this document regularly to keep in line with the latest trends and requirements of IBC or DAS in the industry. So in respect of whether the MCF 2018 document is mandatory, there's a short answer and a long answer. The short answer is yes, it is, just because at the end of the day, it is the carrier, the lead carrier and the sharing carriers who are connecting to the system. And thus, you know, you really have to play by their rules. So the short answer is yes, it is mandatory. The longer answer, I suppose, is and it goes to your next question as well, whether the MCF 2018 is a standard. It kind of is, but it's not a strict, I wouldn't say it's a strict standard. The MCF is more of a guideline. I'd look at it more as a guideline rather than a strict specification. So there are things which you can negotiate on with the carriers. Obviously, there are things that you can't, but a lot of the elements and a lot of the requirements in the document, you can actually negotiate with the carriers. That's why I say it's not a strict specification, rather it's a guideline. So the long answer is yes, it is mandatory, but there are elements in there which you can negotiate on with the carriers. And this is why it's important to talk to your DAS integrator. And also, it's important that they have a good relationship with the carriers. So there are things which they can work on and negotiate on your behalf with the lead carrier in particular. So finally, in respect of who signs off on the DAS, so it is the lead carrier who signs off on the DAS. And just in respect of the concept, you'll hear me say lead carrier. So what's the difference between a lead carrier and the sharing carrier? On a DAS project, on a Greenfield DAS, there will always be a lead carrier. So the lead carrier is the carrier that's ultimately responsible for the maintenance and the upkeep of the DAS. And then there are the sharing carriers, which are the carriers that come after the lead carrier. They don't have the responsibility of maintaining and looking after the DAS. The lead carrier has that responsibility, but they need to get sign off from the lead carrier when connecting to the lead carrier DAS. So so ultimately, the lead carrier signs off on the DAS. And realistically, there are two checkpoints. The first is the design sign-off. So when you've completed a detailed design, the lead carrier will examine the design and either sign off on the design or reject the design or to request you to make amendments. And the second checkpoint is once the DAS project is completed and you submit all your post-completion documentation such as built, walk test, KPI reports, the lead carrier will examine those reports. They may do their own testing, they may not, and then they'll sign off on the completion. So to answer that question, the lead carrier signs off all the documentation at the design stage and at the completion stage.
Okay, well thanks Bailey, thank you very much for the answer.
No worries.